Before diving into the principle of semantics in HTML5, it is important to recall where you stand in your learning journey. You have already learned how to create a valid HTML document with its minimum structure, doc type, HTML, head, body, how to configure the head with a title and character encoding, and how to insert headings and paragraphs in the body. You are now ready to take a step further and understand why certain HTML elements exist, what they communicate, and why choosing the right element matters deeply in professional web development. What is semantics in HTML5? Semantics, in the context of HTML5, refers to the meaning carried by HTML elements. A semantic element is an element whose name clearly describes its purpose and the type of content it contains, not just how it looks on the screen. Before HTML5, developers often used generic container elements, mainly the div element and the span element, for nearly everything. A navigation menu, a footer, a sidebar, an article, all of these were wrapped in div elements, distinguished only by a class name or an identifier. The HTML code itself said nothing meaningful about what the content was. A browser, a search engine, or an assistive technology reading that code could not understand the structure of the page without reading additional attributes. HTML5 changed this by introducing a rich set of elements that carry inherent meaning. When you write a nav element, you are explicitly saying, "This block contains navigation links." When you write a footer element, you are saying, "This is the footer of the page or of a section." The element name itself communicates intent. Why does semantics matter? Understanding why semantics matters will help you make better decisions every time you write HTML code. There are three major reasons. First, semantics improves accessibility. Assistive technologies such as screen readers, software used by visually impaired users, rely heavily on the HTML structure to interpret and read out a web page. When a page is built with semantic elements, a screen reader can identify the main navigation area, the main content zone, the complementary information, and the footer. It can then offer shortcuts to jump directly to the main content, skipping repeated navigation menus. Without semantic markup, all content looks identical to a screen reader, making navigation much harder for people with disabilities. Accessibility is not only a best practice but is also a legal requirement in many countries. Second, semantics improves search engine optimization. Search engines such as Google use automated programs called crawlers or bots to read and index web pages. These programs analyze the HTML structure to understand what a page is about, what its main content is, what is just decorative, and what links lead where. A page built with semantic elements gives clear signals to these programs. For example, wrapping your main article content in an article element tells search engines that this block is a standalone piece of content worth indexing. Proper semantics can therefore have a direct positive impact on how well a page ranks in search results. Third, semantics improves code maintainability and team collaboration. When you work in a professional team, other developers will read your code. A file full of div elements with class names like div class container left inner or div class wrapper top requires reading the style sheet or documentation to understand the purpose of each block. A file using semantic elements is self-explanatory. A new developer joining the project can immediately understand the structure of a page by reading the HTML alone. This saves time, reduces errors, and makes the code base easier to maintain over time. The most important semantic elements in HTML5. HTML5 introduced several structural semantic elements that you will use constantly as a full-stack web developer. Here is a detailed description of each one. The header element represents introductory content for its nearest ancestor. At the page level, it typically contains the site logo, the main title, and possibly the main navigation. Inside an article or a section, it can contain the title of that specific block. Note that a page can have multiple header elements as long as each one is the header of its own containing element. The nav element represents a block of navigation links. It is reserved for major navigation blocks, the main site menu, a table of contents, or pagination links. Not every group of links needs to be in a nav element, only the main navigational blocks qualify. Using nav helps screen readers identify and offer shortcuts to the navigation area. The main element represents the dominant content of the body of a document. There must be only one main element per page, and it should not be nested inside header, footer, aside, article, or nav elements. It contains the content that is unique to that specific page, as opposed to repeated content like headers, footers, and sidebars. The article element represents a self-contained piece of content that could stand alone and be redistributed independently. Think of a blog post, a news article, a user comment, or a product card. The key question to ask is, would this piece of content make sense if you extracted it and published it elsewhere? If yes, it is likely an article. The section element represents a thematic grouping of content. It is used to divide a page or a document into meaningful chapters or zones. Each section typically has its own heading. Unlike article, a section is not necessarily self-contained. It is just a way to group related content within a larger structure. For example, a homepage might have a section for features, a section for testimonials, and a section for pricing. The aside element represents content that is tangentially related to the content around it but could be considered separate. Typical uses include sidebars, pull quotes, advertising blocks, or related links. The content of an aside should be secondary to the main content of the page. The footer element represents the footer of its nearest ancestor. At the page level, it typically contains copyright information, links to legal pages, contact information, or sitemaps. Like the header element, a footer can appear inside an article or a section to provide footer information for that specific block. The figure element is used to wrap self-contained content that is referenced from the main content, such as images, diagrams, code snippets, or charts. It is often used together with the fig caption element, which provides a caption or description for the figure. For example, wrapping an explanatory diagram with figure and adding a fig caption element below the image makes it clear that the caption belongs to that image. The time element is used to represent a specific time or date in a machine-readable format. It has a date-time attribute that provides the value in a standardized format. For example, you might display the text published on January 15, 2024 in a human-readable way, while the date-time attribute provides the value January 15, 2024 for machines to parse. The difference between semantic and non-semantic elements. To make the distinction concrete, consider this comparison. A non-semantic approach to building a page header might look like this: a div element with a class of header containing the logo and a div with a class of nav containing a list of links. The HTML code alone says nothing about what these blocks represent. Their meaning depends entirely on the class names chosen by the developer. A semantic approach replaces the outer div with a header element and the navigation div with a nav element. Now, any person or machine reading this code immediately understands the structure, without needing to read a single style sheet or additional file. This difference scales enormously on large projects. Imagine a website with hundreds of pages. A codebase using semantic elements consistently is dramatically easier to understand, audit, and improve than one built entirely with generic div and span elements. Div and span, when to use them. Knowing when to use generic elements is just as important as knowing when to use semantic ones. The div element and the span element still have a place in HTML5, but their role is specific. The div element is a block-level generic container. It carries no semantic meaning. It should be used when no other semantic element is appropriate. For example, when you need to group elements purely for styling or scripting purposes, and no semantic element fits the situation. The span element is an inline-level generic container. It also carries no semantic meaning and should be used when you need to apply styling or scripting to a portion of text or an inline element, and no other semantic element is appropriate. A practical rule: always ask yourself first whether a semantic element exists that describes your content. If one does, use it. Only fall back to div or span when no semantic element matches. Semantics and the heading hierarchy. You already know the H1 element. HTML provides heading elements from H1 to H6, where H1 is the most important and H6 is the least important. The heading hierarchy is itself a form of semantics. It communicates the importance and the structure of the content. A well-structured page should have a single H1 element that represents the main topic of the page. Subsections can use H2 elements, subsections can use H3 elements, and so on. Never skip heading levels for visual reasons. For example, do not jump from H1 directly to H4 to achieve a smaller font size. Font size is controlled by a style sheet, not by the heading level. Misusing heading levels breaks the semantic structure and confuses both search engines and assistive technologies. Semantics is a professional standard. As a future full-stack web developer, you will be expected to write semantic HTML by default. Employers, code reviewers, and accessibility auditors all look at whether a developer respects semantic conventions. It is one of the clearest signals of professional-level front-end knowledge. Semantic HTML is also the foundation on which everything else is built. Style sheets apply visual design on top of a well-structured document. JavaScript interacts with meaningful elements. Search engines and screen readers depend on it. If the HTML foundation is solid and semantic, all the layers above it become easier to build and maintain. To summarize the key points of this lesson, semantics in HTML5 means using elements that describe the meaning of their content, not just their appearance. Semantic elements include header, nav, main, article, section, aside, footer, figure, fig caption, and time, among others. The main benefits of semantic HTML are improved accessibility for users with disabilities, better search engine optimization, and more maintainable code in professional teams. The div element and the span element are valid but carry no meaning. Use them only when no semantic alternative exists. The heading hierarchy from H1 to H6 is also semantic and must be respected in logical order. Writing semantic HTML is a professional standard expected of full-stack web developers. With this foundation, you are ready to apply semantic structuring to real HTML pages and to answer questions that test your understanding of when and why to use each semantic element.